The question that comes up now, but it's a question that's come up before, due to the coronavirus, many shuls are closed. Some have been closed for a week, some for 2 weeks, and hopefully not that much longer, but that's an unknown. So whenever it's going to come back, the shaila is, is there a tashlum on Kriyas HaTorah? It's like we know the halacha is, if one forgets shachar is, he makes it up a mincha to ma'ariv. Is there halacha of tashlumin regarding Kriyas HaTorah? So there's a Ramah that quotes the famous Or Zaruah that has the case where people got together in shul one time. I guess some tumult broke out and whatever the issues were, really doesn't make a difference. They didn't get to lane and they all went home. So they wanted to know, what should we do next Shabbos? Let's say they mitzvah Yakel, and now they got to do, it's the Pekude. So in that case, anyway, we do that together anyway, but he says it could be any, I think his case was Emor and Bahar, but it's next Shabbos, so that we say, you go ahead and you read the double Parshas, you read it Mechubar, you read it like you're doing a double Parsha, you do Revi in the middle of the Parsha, not to embarrass one parish over the other. It's a famous further machokas achronim. What about Hosafis then? Some say you shouldn't do Hosafis at all then, but others say it's only for the main part of the Shiva, but if you want to do Hosafis, you can. It's a different minhagim. But either way, so the Ramah quotes the Ari Zeruah, it seems to be this tashlumin by Parashah Shavua. However, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah quotes different boskim. The Magen Avraham writes, that's only if it's a single parsha, but you never read more than a double. If you miss Vayakel Pekude, you're not going to do three. So maybe, in fact, it's in further discussion, Pekude Vayikra, two different Sifrei Torah, but different Minhagim. Some say even in that case you could do Tashlumin. But let's assume we're not even switching from Shmos to Vayikra. So the Magen Avraham writes that if you missed a single parsha, you can make it up and do last week's, but if you're doing a double parsha, so we never do three parshios because that's a tircha de tzibur. And others disagree with the Magen Avraham and say, no, it doesn't make a difference. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then unless we put a limit on it, I guess, I don't know if they're going to say you'd read 50 parshas at one time, but either way, they say, let's put it this way, more than 3 and 4, etc. So they say, if you missed, you just make up whatever you missed. So that's the Or Zeruah, Yeriz Tashlumin, but the Magen Avraham says only the most you have to do is two parshas at a time. Others say there are no statute limitations, you could do more than that as well. And there's the famous Maisa with the Chazon Ish. When he was in Eretz Yisrael, and it was before 1948, and when the British were in charge, so he made some type of macha. They had some rally, civil disobedience about Chilul Shabbos, the stores in Bnei Brak. So whatever the maisa was, he was put in jail for a while. So when he came out, he missed, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever the amount of parishas were. And he went to 9 people and he asked them if they're mine. And of course, they didn't tell the Chazon Ish no, whether they mind or not. And therefore, the Chazon Ish. But that was the case where the Chazon Ish only missed. Everyone else heard it. So we have the Or Zeruah, that there is a, whether it's a Chiyuv or not, but minimally at least a Midas Chasidus, he said to do it. Whether he said to do it because you have to, or do it because it's a nice thing to do, we could discuss what the issue would be. We will shortly. But the Or Zeruah says you can do the Tashlumin, but the Magen Avraham says within the Or Zeruah, 2's the max. And other Achronim say, no, there is no max. You could do more. 2 ain't the max. And the Maaser with the Chazon Ish. However, comes along the Shaarei Ephraim, or Ephraim Margolis, he writes that he wants to make a caveat on the Or Zeruah. When, what was the case of your Zerua? That's only when everyone got together in Shul and they all became, again, we'll get into Choves HaTzibur and Choves HaYochid in a moment, but the Shaar Ephraim says that that's only because, why does the Zerua say it? Because everyone came to Shul. They became Chayiv in, let's say, last week's Kriyas HaTorah when they were in Shul. So now the tzibur was chayev, they didn't read, so now there's tashrumin. That's the case of the Or Zeruah. However, the Shaar Ephraim writes, but if no one ever got together, and let's say the pogroms broke out, no one went to shul that day, so then he would say, then no, it's a choves hatzibur, there would be no chayev to go ahead and lean. That's a machokis in general, whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves HaTzibur or a Choves HaYochid. Everyone agrees you need 10 people to actually lane. But the question is whether I'm Chayiv except I can't do it because I don't have 10 or am I Chayiv at all. So the Pashtus, and I think that's how Rav Margolis writes, it seems to be even Rav Chaim Salvechik. I think as Rav Shechto, he says over, the Rav had two grandfathers and they... That was the Machokis. One of the grandfathers of Feinstein, he held it was a Choves HaTzibur. And Rav Chaim Salavechik is famous for saying it's a Choves HaYochid. He wanted to make up even, you know, even different parshios. You know, that's a discussion even with the Rav. Let's say he missed it at Shacharitz. Would he do it at Mincha that day? But as we'll see, others would say the only Shaila would be on Shabbos during the week. Perhaps there is no Tashrumin the next day, but the same day. So I guess the issue maybe there wouldn't be a Tashrumin, but it's not a Tashrumin. You're reading the same day, so that's the Chiyuv. So either way, that's how it was a machlokas among his grandparents. The Rav Chaim felt strongly about a Choves HaYochid. So therefore, the way the Shaar Ephraim and I think that's the pshuto, and that's the way many learn, is that that's only if you get together. But if you never got together, so really, meikar adin, you wouldn't have a chiyuv to do any tashrumin. However, but doesn't mean, but even according to Margolis, you can. The Magen Avraham says you can make up two parshios, so you're probably not mechuyev to make up any tashrumin, but at least the minig says you can't hurt to at least do another one. So, as long as you don't get into Tircha de Tzibur, but with the assumption is a double parsha isn't Tircha de Tzibur, I guess because certain times we read double parshas. So whatever the case may be, you do it. So therefore the pashtus is the Magen Avraham. So let's say you do Emor Bahar, or let's say whatever parsha you're reading now, you could read the one before. That would be the pashtus, and that's what one would do. Right, so the question comes up is, what about, let's say about mitzvah boy. So let's say if the tzibur missed Parashat Zachar, so then Parashat Zachar is on the year, then that makes sense to read even later on. But, because you really could hear Parshas Zachar all year round. But let's say a bar mitzvah boy, he's been preparing Parshas Kisisa, which I happen to know someone who, bar mitzvah Kisisa. Now let's say we come back to Shul, it's Sav, it's Shmini, it's Emor Bahar. So let's assume you're going to go with the Magen Avraham, only going to read two. So then what do you do? So again, it's up for discussion, but this I heard from Rav Shechter. He assumes that if you're reading Emor and Bahar or whatever what to, then you should read it like Mechubarim. And then you do, and then, it's a separate debate, different minhagim. If you're reading from one Sefer Torah, and you're reading two parashiyos, so different minhagim, which haftorah do you read? But if you take out two sifrei Torah, so then the minhag is you read from the last one. That's the whole discussion with the Gemara in Shabbos in the second perek about if you only could hear, the Gemara talks about if you only could do near Chanukah, near Shabbos, or wine for Kiddush. The Tosfos raises the issue about what do we do the order when it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. So the whole discussion, everyone agrees to the order that we do Parsha Shavua, Rosh Chodesh, and we read Chanukah at the end, either because presuming Nisa Odef or whatever the reason is, but it seems to be clear you read the Haftorah from the last one. So the Reflector thought if it's a regular Parsha, you do Mechubarim, but let's say you're up to Parsha's Bahar, and then you the Tzibor agrees to Parsha's Kisisa, he thought maybe it's better just to do it as a Osafa. I guess the assumption is just call up one person, one Aliyah, and read the end, and then he thought perhaps maybe then you could also read the Haftorah as well from Parsha's Kisisa. But these are some of the issues that come up all the time, and especially some we'll be grappling with soon when we get back to our shuls, hopefully very soon, and have to deal with the which parashas are we going to read.